Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Back to You Better You Bet. Brought to you by BetMGM with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Network.
Our show sponsor is BetMGM. BetMGM introducing the MLB Grand Slam Jackpot, a weekly bet and get promotion. You place a $10 or more wager on any player to hit a home run each weekend. And if your player hits a Grand Slam, you can win the $50,000 daily prize or a share of the prize with every other winning bettor. Sounds awesome. We should have Jake pick someone for us and like do this. Details can be found at BetMGM.com. Start winning with the king of sportsbooks. I promise we'll get to the rest of the picks in a second. But just to update, Damian Lillard back in the game for the Milwaukee Bucks. Does that make you want to do anything live with this game? Bucks Pacers, Indiana with a huge lead to start the second quarter.
Fun to have games on during the show again.
It's been a little bit since we had stuff going on.
Yeah, it's always the best way to have games on during the show. No is the answer. Like, live markets for the game are... I swear I just had it up and now it closed again. It doesn't make me want it. I'll also, like, we're half watching a game while we're doing a radio show, so I can't even do the, like, well, how does he look? And he's, like, coming off screens and, like, is he planting? And, like, does it look okay? I mean, they're, like, what, 14.5, 15.5 live market? Totals, like, pretty close to pregame. Pacers are huge favorites. I mean, here's my thing with the Pacers in any game that they play is the volatility of an all offense, no defense team means that at any moment they can blow a team out and at any moment they can just lose no matter how the game is going, because they just, like, teams that don't defend at a high level in all sports, that tends to work like that. I mean, there's absolutely still a chance the Bucks just win this game, and it's just, and as that price is 8-1, 9-1 that happens, do you want to bet it? Not really. And it's only just because, like, we've been doing the show, so I'm just very, very not locked in on what's happening here.
Yeah. Milwaukee has ran off a little bit of a run here, cut it to 13, so we'll see. We'll keep you updated here if there's anything we want to do with the Bucks and Pacers. I do kind of like the games during the show. That does not mean I want the showtime to move. I like the showtime as is. Moving on. We covered Mavs, Clippers already. Ken, the third NBA game tonight is the T-Wolves and the Suns in Phoenix. Phoenix has been bet out now to a 5.5-point home favor, total 208.5. Obviously, Phoenix down 2-0, going to be desperate. Teams like this usually get bet, right? Do you want to do anything game three, Suns and Wolves? I think I would like to hit the eject button on all my Phoenix Suns stuff after the way game two went down.
Yeah, the series bet on them. And it wasn't, like, one of my most confident positions, but, like, I made the bet, and it's going to lose a lot of the time. We don't know whether Grayson Allen's going to play tonight, which, whether you want to acknowledge it or not, is, like, a huge deal probably for Phoenix in this game. And I have a theory about this game. Like, if it's just, like, hey, side, what do you like? Minnesota a little bit, just because I'm just not sure Phoenix has any answers when you play this style. You're just like, you're going to just keep playing the style, and like, that's what you do. And Minnesota seems to have figured this out to a certain extent of like what they want to do to stop you. There's forcing the Suns into, the Suns are shooting like no threes in the series. It's all like tough twos, contested twos. And that's just a disaster. And it's one of the reasons why their stars aren't shooting particularly well. Now, the stars are good enough in a single game. And we saw this against Denver last year. They can just have that kind of game where it's just, yeah, you know what? We're just going to make everything. And there's nothing Minnesota can do at that point. And that may happen once in the series. But, like, the idea of that happening, like, over, even possession after possession, much less, like, game after game, it's tough to imagine. I do think, though, I have a theory about this game. I think if this is, like, a grindy, which means Minnesota's defense is still working to the degree that it's working, like, I think the Suns have to win because it's just, like, the nuclear offense just shows up and they're just making everything. I think the Suns in the over is really correlated in this game. Like, I don't think the Suns can cover 5.5 in, like, a grindy, like, well, the defense showed up really big tonight. Like, that's what happened. Like, nah, I think it's, like, Booker and KD are hitting tough contested mid-range shots and, like, somebody just catches fire and it becomes, like, kind of, what was that, Denver-Phoenix game 3, that kind of, like, an avalanche. Edge, I think that's how they win, and I don't think that game goes under the total a lot of the time, like the Phoenix path to victory thing. So if you like Phoenix in the game, like I think it's just the over. It might just be this is not a correlated parlay, like by technical definition, but I just think one is more likely to happen if the other happens. So Suns in the over for a couple bucks, not bad. This series is just really... this has been tough. It's just because we get to game three, and I should still be kind of optimistic about Phoenix. They haven't lost a home game yet, and I'm incredibly pessimistic about them.
Yeah. Should I bet Minnesota?
No. Not all 2-0s are the same. And as good as Minnesota has played, take a bunch of these role players and take Edwards and put him on the road against this team, and like it can still be really bad. It can still
Edwards
be really
bad. I don't worry about. I feel like Edwards will be okay.
Very, very they little playoff experience out in a road game against this team. Yeah.
They did sell out to stop him in game two, and then they got like a great Jaden McDaniels game, and like the defense was electric.
McDaniels was extremely good. Gobert was extremely good. Alexander Walker's been really good in the series. These are the kind of things when you change
at home.
When you change venues, these are things that stop being good. That happens all the time. And it's not like 100% of the time. It sounds like Anchorman. 160% of the time it works every time. It's not like every game the role players vacillate like that. It's too random for that to be true. But in general, you know, like I would expect McDaniels to play worse than he played in game two. I would expect Gobert to play worse than he played in game two offensively. And it's going to have to be a lot of Edwards, probably, to be honest, to win in this kind of a situation. I think it's Phoenix on the over, small parlay for me.
Okay. I'll pass because I'm going to have a lot of bets in hockey and I like NBA games this weekend.
Yeah.
So let's go to the NHL for tonight now, and then we'll do all the games for the weekend. Rangers and Caps starting in about 40 minutes. Rangers up 2-0 in the series, game three in our nation's capital. Rangers -175, Caps +145. The total in the game is 5.5. Anything for you game three Rangers Caps? This has not been a series that you and I have really like been interested in betting, really. I think we both like Rangers puck line in game one, and that was it. Anything for you tonight, game three Rangers Caps?
Well, I think if you were going to bet this game, you're trying to figure out, like, is this where you get some kind of a bounce out of Washington off of those two games, the calling out of Ovechkin, all that stuff? Like, do you get it over the course of this game? Do you get it early in this game? Like, I was talking to somebody earlier today where I was like, Caps first period, where it was like the idea that, like, is this when they come out and give you something? And then maybe they end up losing the game anyway because they're, you know, awful. But just some way to play. I think it might be, maybe it's the Capitals early in the game. Maybe it's like Capitals first, maybe it's first goal scorer of the game and you bet a couple Washington players. Maybe like that's the way to do it. They're a dog, so the price, yeah, it doesn't have to be him. Like, it could just be the first power play unit, and like he's a big part of it, obviously. I think he had the most power play goals in NHL history. So like he doesn't have to be the one who puts it in, but like, you know, probably be a part of it. Is it him to, you know, is it something Caps early at a big price? Goal scorer, maybe it's like first period score, something like that, and then could easily see this devolve back into not totally dissimilar to like Islanders up 3-0 against the Hurricanes in game two. I know they were on the road in that game, but like something like that here, that would be my only angle in this game.
So we'll move past this in a second. My one betting angle here would be like, I don't want to bet the Capitals. Maybe right. They can like take a game here. I don't want anything to do with betting Washington. I also don't really like feel like laying the Rangers. I guess like Rangers puck line would be like where I, if I had to do something. My one thought would be the total here is 5.5. We saw 5 goals scored in games. So the Rangers have scored 4 goals in each of the first 2 games of the series. The Capitals got 3 past Shesterkin. It's an all-in game for the Capitals. Ovechkin got called out by Spencer Carberry. Like, any thought to over 5, like, I kind of think the total in this game should be 6, not 5.5. And I know that's kind of sounds like a crazy thing to say. It's only a half goal difference. But I actually think like this should be adjusted up a little bit here, given everything that I said. So I think I'm going to bet that's how I'm going to bet this game. I'm going to put a couple bucks on over 5.5.
Sure. Don't blame you at all. Yeah, I mean, I would expect this series to go kind of the way of Islanders, Hurricanes, and Panthers, Lightning. And I think all those East series could just be, like, the West we might get, you know, we always get, like, a bunch of Game 7s in the first round, and we don't know what they're going to be. How about, like, every West series? How about like something like that? Maybe not Night Stars, I guess, depending on that goes.
Well, can we get Bruins like Leafs here? Yeah, can we get Bruins Leafs in five, please? Like, I my heart can't handle like a seven game.
That's what Marchand said. Marchand thinks it's over in five.
I hope so.
Just,
hope
that's
right.
What it feels like. These East teams are just the top end. East teams are just really, really, really good. That Hurricanes Rangers series is going to be crazy.
Oh man! And you're gonna bet the Canes, and what's the price going to be in that series? Rangers are going to have home ice. Are Canes going to be favored?
Really small favorite. Rangers really small favorite, -115/-105.
And who's going to close favorite? So opens Rangers. I think Carolina might close favorite, right?
Well, Carolina is rated slightly better, but Rangers will have home ice. I think you get something really close to like pick for the series when that happens. That's my guess.
Oh my god! I'm gonna bet the Rangers, and I'm gonna be a homer about it. Honestly,
I don't know if I'm gonna bet.
And
the
that's
Canes
how it's gonna go.
Series. I think I am, but that's not a confident opinion. Much, 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 much more confident. I'm betting the Panthers against the winner of that series for a lot.
Okay. Yeah. Panthers gotta get past the Bruins. We'll talk about this when we get there.
Yeah. Or the Leafs.
Canucks and the Predators, game three. Please don't say that for both of us. Please.
I have to say it for right now. And yeah, I have to for a couple more games. I have to say that. I have to be honest. Yeah.
Canucks and Predators, game three tonight in Nashville. Pete Blackburn was on the show yesterday basically saying, like, Demko status for the entire postseason in doubt. Anyway, he's not playing tonight. Casey DeSmith plays for Vancouver. Nashville -115, Canucks -105, total 5.5 juiced over. I think we have differing takes on how this game's going to play out, Ken. Go ahead.
I mean, yeah, I guess we do. I guess you're expecting a bounce from Vancouver, and I'm just not. Because even in game one, when Demko played and played really well, like there were just things about the Canucks that didn't look particularly good. Several of their players have been criticized. The team has no postseason experience whatsoever, so they are kind of an interesting favorite in that way. Just like with Demko, pretty much, and there was some reporting yesterday, like unlikely to return in the playoffs is how it's being worded now, I think, is kind of like the consensus. Which is pretty rough. Nothing confirmed, but like that's now the new spin is like it's looking pretty rough. I just, you know, I think there's a chance Nashville's just like a better coached team that actually like doesn't have a hurt goalie, and you're getting a pretty amazing price on them if that's the case. As someone who followed the Canucks really closely this year because of division bets, Tocket Adams, President's Trophy for a while, it was really crazy the difference in when DeSmith and like the guy whose name I can never pronounce that was the third, Silovs or whatever, the third goalie that played. And when Demko played, even in like the other players and their performance, and how many times there would just be like these incredible swoons where it's just like this lull and just like the offense was just got super stagnant. You'd think like, well, Demko, that doesn't have an impact on the skaters. It's like, well, it just did. Like scoring was in the toilet basically for a bunch of the games when he was out. They reacted more poorly to a goalie injury than like any other team that this season, which I followed more closely, that had even like a week, 2 week goalie injury. Like they responded the worst. And that's what concerns me for the rest of this series. It's like, oh, we're back to this again, where it's like one goal a game and Pettersson looks terrible. And like everyone's saying he's not trying anymore. Like this is pretty rough. And I kind of can't believe that the Predators got bet against. And this, like, if, you know, can disagree with that, I'm way, way out on the Canucks.
What, wouldn't it be under?
It can be. I mean, it's 5.5. It's not like you're getting some big discount here. Yeah,
so. But I'll tell you why, because you did a great job of detailing why, like, Vancouver might not score a lot. Also, like, Nashville puts their bodies on the line. The quote the other night, they're committed to pain.
Yeah.
The Canucks keep, the drumbeat out of Vancouver has basically been, like, they know that they have been outworked by Nashville. And I think they're going to put it on the line tonight also.
A grindy, I think this is like, kind of a game then, right?
That's I think this is going to be a ridiculously grindy game. Yeah, I'm gonna play the under.
Overtime?
In every game. I said that yesterday, though. That's my.
This does certainly have like certainly has all the familiar symptoms of a game that would go to overtime at like 1-1. Certainly has like.
How about this? Here's my prediction. I think we get like this. No, it won't, because DeSmith's playing. I was gonna say it's gonna go to like triple overtime, but it won't. Maybe one overtime though.
It would have to be a lot different. I mean, even one overtime is a little. When it's not Demko, they just suck. They're just not very good.
And there's a chance. I don't. Will it go to six? No, right? Only because I only asked that because the over's 5.5 is juice big time. Under 5.5 is even money. I like that.
Preds in the under. Some exact scores with overtime. Yeah, something like that. I like Nashville, but I hear your point on the under, and maybe you get a Vancouver response that I'm not expecting. I just man, I watch this team a lot this year. I don't think that response is there when Demko doesn't play. I just don't think it's there.
Jets and Avs, I said earlier in the show, look, and Winnipeg's even gotten bet a little bit. This was 175 earlier. Avs minus 175, best home team in the league this season. So Winnipeg's plus 140, total in the game is 6.5. I kind of want to take the under, but also I'm going to play Winnipeg just because I think the price is crazy. And I could be way wrong. They could get bulldozed. I don't think Colorado should be minus 165 in any game against Winnipeg, no matter where the game is played. So I'll bet Winnipeg here in this game. And you know what? And may the chips will fall where they may.
I think I just agree with this price. I think I do think Colorado is just this much likely this likely to win. If I had to bet the game, I'd bet the Avs. But this is probably the one I have the most lukewarm opinion on.
Okay, on the other side, that's unfortunate. On the other side, we'll give you our thoughts on the Oilers and Kings. Totally fine. Oilers and Kings, and then we'll give you our thoughts on all the hockey playoff games this weekend, the NBA playoff games for this weekend, and Jake the Snake will give you his baseball bets coming up for tonight.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetQL Network.